Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. We go right to Larry Bluestein, our high school football insider. I got to tell you, Blue, I got up this morning and I saw that Archbishop McCarthy came back and beat Miami Norland 21-14. That's got to rank as one of the biggest wins McCarthy's had in a long, long time.
Yeah, no doubt. Huge game. They were down. They came back and they won the game and put themselves in a great position in the district because, you know, they still have Plantation and then Heritage to play. And New Orleans in a tough deal now because they've got to win out. If they don't win out, then it's going to be pretty tough for them to make the playoffs. And this was a team, obviously, that a lot of people thought had an opportunity to overtake Heritage this year, but hasn't been that way.
Yeah. Well, that surprised me last night, and you and I were talking about it before the game. Hey, the other game, American Heritage Plantation, is going to Plantation to play. That's private versus public there in good old city of Plantation where I play tennis. What's your take on this one tonight? American Heritage Plantation, a hard read right now, and I do want to get into Dia Bell, who is just – was really playing at a high level. He has, and to hear he has an injury and can't finish the season. But what's their chances moving forward with Leon Strotter, now the quarterback?
Yeah, I think they're going to be good. You know, I watched them last week against Central. They had a 21-9 lead.
Oh.
And Central won the game, I guess, because, you know, Central's really been waiting to play. They've had more games postponed or, you know, because of Lightning. So they only had played two games, so they were kind of fresh. But to answer your question, I think Leon's going to do a good job. You know, I mean, and this tonight becomes a must-win for both teams now that Archbishop has a win in hand, you know, in the district. And then certainly last year, all four of those teams made the playoffs, believe it or not, in one district. But I don't know if it's going to happen like that this year. And kind of a special night. Got to give a shout-out to Frank Hepler. He's going into the Hall of Fame at Plantation, and it's going to be a great night for them. And hopefully they could put up a fight because I know that Coach Mike Smith and his team kind of stinging after last week and they want to get back on the win track. You know what? They're 1-3, which is, you know, you think to yourself, you know, that when you know, you shoot out that, oh, they're the best 1-3 team in the state or country. They really are. I mean, because their schedule's been crazy.
Yeah.
And, you know, they've played no teams with losing records. And, you know, when you look at, and you know as well as anybody, when you've been in the game, you look at the opposing team's, you know, records, you know, overall. And Heritage's team record, you know, their opposing team, they're 28-16. So that's pretty good. So that means they're winning, you know, as opposed to a lot of teams who might be 5-0 right now, but their opposing teams are like 12-28. So I think this is a big game for both teams, but I think this is more a pressing game for Heritage, because, you know, they still have St. Thomas coming up. You know, it's not going to be easy for them. They, you know, they created this, you know, getting this schedule, and then now they have to live with it. But shout out, guys, go to Christopher Columbus. They won their first game yesterday.
Did they really? That's weird, man, to think Columbus been so good. We've gotten spoiled to get their first win.
Yeah, and especially five games in. But they have a chance to go on a little bit of a run here and maybe get right back into it. They lost to Palmetto a couple of weeks ago, which puts them second in 7A, you know, in the region right now. But that could be rectified with a playoff win. So, yeah, you know, you're getting down to the point where a lot of these teams, you know, are playing for district titles. And, and actually, you know, colleges are getting to come out now. So a lot of these players are getting an opportunity to play for, you know, scholarships, and not just this year, but for the future.
Hey, I want to ask you about Cardinal Gibbons. Nice win for them. Coach DeBuck going to Coconut Creek and getting a win. Did that surprise you a little bit?
You know what? I thought it'd be a really good game, and it was. It was, you know, low scoring. They scored 11 points to win, and then they bounced back last night and get another win, and that kind of sets up Monday, you know, in a makeup game. I know it's kind of crazy.
Wow.
But the Dolphins are looking for their first win. Wes Broward and Cardinal Gibbons will be playing up in Fort Lauderdale, and I think, you know, that's going to be probably one of the best games of the week, because Wes Broward, after two losses against nationally rated teams, has won three straight, so that should be a really, really good game as well. But like I said, Joe, you know, everything's kind of setting the table for next Saturday at 4:30 at Traz Powell, sort of the hors d'oeuvre for the Miami-Florida State game when Northwestern and Central kick it off. Kind of a weird day, kind of a weird time, but they didn't want to go head-to-head with Miami and FSU, and I don't blame them.
So, boy, this Central, we didn't give them, and I'm working off you, my friend, and the national rankings did not give Central the love that we gave four other schools. And they look like they're on a mission, not to mention their schedule's been screwed up because of weather and games have been, you know, canceled. And Central, just how good are they right now? And do they have a chance to beat this Northwestern team that looks really good?
Yeah, they're playing really well. And you know, they made mistakes last week. I ran into head coach Derek Gibson last night. He was at the New Orleans game. You know, he said the thing is just we got to get out on the field and play, you know, repetitive, you know, game, you know, game action. That's the whole thing. You know, when you have a young team and you're putting kids into the in positions for the first place, first time, you don't want to see them on the bench or see them, you know, missing games. But to answer your question, I think they do. And I think anytime those two, you know, and I know that, you know, Sanford, Cal, Miami, Florida, when you have rivals like that, you seem to get up more. And I think that they understand that last year, if they didn't get, you know, put on probation, they would have won it all. And they might have been one of the best teams in the country last year. So now they have an opportunity, you know, to be, you know, at 3-0 to go in next week. And then Northwestern picks up a forfeit, which it's something really sad tonight. You know, I mean, you look back at the Soul Bowl, Northwestern Jackson, that's been a marquee matchup.
Big crowds, you know, in the old days. Jeez.
One-sided of late, but still, you know, it's a matchup. It's in this game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Was and Jackson forfeited the game this year because they didn't have enough players, I guess.
Wow, Jackson's gotten to that point, huh? Jeez,
it's sad. It's you know what, Joe, of everything that happens, especially in this day and age where you're looking for, you know, some of that old time, you know, things to bring you back to, you know, when things are a lot easier and better. Then the game was canceled and it was supposed to be played tonight, and certainly that picks up Northwestern another win heading in the next Saturday. So Northwestern will have had almost 2 full weeks off going into that game. And then Central, like I said, will, they have a bye week as well this week. And, but to answer your question, I think Central's got a really good shot. It's going to be a really good game. Two really, you know, well-coached teams, a lot of talent on both sides. Northwestern may have the edge as far as talent, you know, and marquee talent. Right now, but don't sell Central short. You know, they came from behind against a really good Heritage team last week. And so we're right in that midst now of everybody trying to, trying to jockey for playoff position. And I know you're focusing in on those top 5-6 teams.
I do want to hear from by week to week when teams can play and able to win or stay competitive. Who do you like as your top five?
Well, St. Thomas is number one. I mean, you know, I don't foresee them losing the rest of the year. I mean, at all. I mean, you know, I think they cruise into the playoffs. You know, last year they got pushed a little bit by Atlantic, who may push them again this year. That's a good for our people listening up in Delray Beach, and a big win for them last week. They beat Norland as well. I think they come in at one, and Northwestern's right behind them at two, and then you put Central and then Chaminade. At four, Chaminade has Western tonight. Not probably the game that would have been in the past years, but Chaminade's getting a position where, you know, next week they got Monarch and they got St. Thomas coming up. So, you know, I mean, and that's the great thing about this. These teams are not skirting one another.
No.
It's about time that everybody play one another. You don't have to guess, oh, is this team better than the next? And I know you and I have talked about that for years. You know, when is St. Thomas going to play Chaminade? When is Columbus going to play St. Thomas? And now they're coming. And my number five team is Miami Southridge. They're still undefeated. You know, they still got to make up the game with Columbus. They're in the third quarter and they're losing to Columbus 14-7 when they make that up on the sixth. But they come in at five, and then got to give a little props to Dillard. They haven't lost. They're undefeated. They're 6-0. And then let's give Ice Harris and his team a lot of credit. They play tomorrow night for the district lead. They're undefeated at 5-0. They've got three straight shutouts. What an amazing deal. You take over a program like that and all of a sudden you thrust yourself into a state, state ranking, and really good football. And like I said, a lot of great football over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I want to ask you, who's the best team in the state right now? Somebody asked me to ask you, you watch it and know all the high schools. Is there one team you consider to be number one in the state, or is it between a couple?
It's still an unfair advantage because IMG Academy is the best team in the state, if you want to look at it like that, because they are a state team. They're not losing to many people. I mean, but you got to remember, Joe, when they get kids, they're the best of the best
right.
in the nation. They're not just, St. Thomas got a kid from Boca.
Well, that's why they're not allowed to play in the state championships. That's why.
Exactly. But they do play a lot of the games against the teams in the state. They play Venice and they play a couple of other programs. But I'd say St. Thomas right now, if you want to look at that type of, leaving them out, I think St. Thomas would be tough for any team to beat. And they've kind of proven it, especially when you have Northwestern and Central and Chaminade, probably along with them as four of the top fives in the teams in the state.
Good stuff today, Blue. Really, really appreciate it. And you have a good weekend and stay dry,
you
my
too.
Man. All right.
Thanks. We'll preview next week's Central game next week.
Yeah, can't wait, man. Good old Traz Powell will be jacked up with a lot of Dade County fans for sure for that one. Larry Bluestein, our South Florida high school sports insider, as always joining us, and nice enough to be able to talk a little bit about some games today and everything going on. Oh, wow. Archbishop McCarthy beat Miami Norman. What's going on, man? That little private school down there off of Flamingo got real good. Jeez.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.